You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Over 40 years, Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
This is Michael. I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants, Metro Diner. That's right, Metro Diner. Comfort food at its best.
That's right.
Comfort food with flair. Example, chicken and waffles, Charleston shrimp with grits. My son-in-law loves the meatloaf. I love the grilled chicken breast in a big salad bowl with a lot of dressing. And my wife, Lynn, loves the chicken pot pie. When you eat at Metro Diner, and when you leave, you'll be saying to yourself, I can't wait to go back. And don't forget to tell your friends. And look us up on the web at metrodiner.com.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
Voting is every American's most basic and sacred right. You should be concerned about the future of accessible voting and your participation in the voting process. Join the march because you have the right to vote independently and privately. VOTEC is looking to develop the next accessible voting system designed for all, regardless of disability. VOTEC values your opinion. Visit our website at www.votecdesignforall.com. Answer a brief survey about accessible voting, join the march, voice your opinion, and help make history designing the next accessible voting system. Join the march today at votecdesignforall.com. That's VOTECDESIGNEDforall.com.
Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is
407-898-2483. Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. That's right. Welcome to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And this is your host, Michael. We're live from Orlando, Florida. Let me introduce in the studio today, the players. To my right, my co-host, my beautiful wife, Lynn Golder.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, the March 4th edition. Looking forward to talking to you later. Call in 407-894-1680.
And to my left, my other co-host. I'm trying to think, what can I say about him? Well, I'm just going to say it's Mr. Gary Sinclair.
I'm back.
He's back.
He's back.
Is it really a month, Gary?
Yes, and behind the scenes, behind the glass, we have, without him, there's no show, Chris Shaw.
Hey, boo, boo, boo.
Hey, boo, boo. Hey, Yogi.
Hey, Yogi.
What's in the basket?
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Well, what can I say? We got a great show for you today. Before we begin, I got a shout out. New listener from San Diego, California. Her name is Kelly. Kelly from San Diego, California. Hope you're listening, Kelly. If you are, why don't you give us a shout? Call in when you get a chance. The phone number to call in is
407-894-1680.
407-898-1680. Let me say that again. 407-894. Let me say it one more time. 407-894-1680.
We got your back.
Thanks, Gary. Listen, folks. Today, we're going to be talking about something very important to me as a blind person. For the sighted folks, it could apply to you, too. Don't forget, we say we're the bridge between the sighted and the blind community. People that are visually impaired and blind. Now, what I'm going to talk about right now is what I talk about a lot. It's called Plan B. A lot of people don't know what I'm talking about when I say Plan B. But whether you're sighted or blind, you should always have a plan B. And I don't care what we're talking about. If you go down the street, you're driving down the street, and all of a sudden, traffic stopped. You don't know why. And the question is there another route? That's called Plan B. Plan B is taking a different road, different route that you were going to take in the first place. Plan B. In life, it's very important always to have a plan B because you never know. You never know what's going to happen. And that's what we're going to talk about a lot today's show.
Well, that plan B also could be, Michael, when you're crossing the road, should I keep on walking or should I run?
Should you run? Okay. Well, let's say this. When I went blind, I didn't know I was going to go blind. This was suddenly, unexpected.
No warning.
No warning. Bingo, bango. I had never had a problem with my eyes. The only time I ever needed glasses was to read. Didn't need glasses to drive. I never had a problem. And all of a sudden, here I am in a car driving. I asked the person I was driving with if they would drive. I want to read the paper. And all of a sudden, I'm reading the paper. Someone pulled the shade down. I went blind, just like that. So now what do you do? Well, I was in the garment industry at that time. And as we've spoken many times before, I was used to making some very good money. I had a great life with Lynn. And all of a sudden I'm blind. What do you do? So the question is, plan B. How do you try to reinvent yourself? What are you going to do? You're going to let the blindness affect you? You're going to stay in the corner and say, I can't do anything? Oh, there it goes again. Two other situations. Listen to these words. I can't, or I can. I can't do it. I'm blind. Now, it's very easy to say I can't. It's harder to say I can. Because if you're blind and you want to do something, well, you say I can do it. Now, the question is, you got to be aggressive. That's some other words very important coming up. Aggressive, persistent. And something else. You have to be focused. Hey, Gary.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you went blind in your life, did you ever have a plan B situation in your life?
Well, yep. I'll tell you, I was just sitting here doing some thinking back in the past when I was in the Navy. That's when I first realized I was having trouble seeing at night. And that's what with RP is, that's one of your first signs of seeing at night. Well, I didn't know what I had or anything else, but I lived in Puerto Rico for 3.5 years, the last bit of my Navy time. And we wound up becoming members and distributors of Amway, which was pretty cool. I like something to do on the side. And we used to have to go from the Navy base to Carolina, just outside of San Juan, to pick up our products when we had to pick them up and bring them back to the base.
I can't, you know, I have to interrupt you. I can't even imagine you selling Amway.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I knew them circles. Boy, did I know them circles. But, yeah, so we had to drive. And all of a sudden, I just couldn't see at night very well. And I didn't say much to my wife. I just told her I'm having troubles, you know. I'm not comfortable driving at night. So my plan B was, you drive. I'll just ride because I think it's safer because I don't know why I can't, but I'm just not seeing well. So plan B's you drive. But that's really was the first sign. So that was actually my first plan B of my blindness.
Hey,
Gary,
folks.
Gary, every time you come on, we learn something new.
Hey,
don't
folks.
We,
yeah, yeah.
I just learned something about him selling Amway. But for anyone out there, you want to call in and tell them about your plan B? Let's hear about it. Your plan B. I'd like to hear about other people's plan B. 407-894-1680.
So I think we're going to go to break now, right?
We're going to break.
Gary, when we come back, you'll tell everybody about yesterday?
Oh, I got a big story about yesterday. So stay tuned.
We're going to break.
And we'll see you on the other side.
Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. We got a lot more coming up. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Bye. If you're not feeling up to par mentally, physically, or even spiritually, then you need to call Total Health Guidance now. Perhaps you are in pain, need help with stress management, marriage, or family counseling, nutritional guidance, you prefer not to take prescribed medicines and are looking for an alternative method of healing. All of these services are available at Total Health Guidance, taking a holistic and naturopathic approach to your total well-being. Massage therapy, acupuncture, nutritional service, and a full-service counseling center are just a phone call away at 321-332-6984. No matter where you live, you can contact 321-332-6984. For more information about your new integrated healthcare program offering you a mind-body-spirit approach to your health, visit TotalHealthGuidance.com.
Mention that you...
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is Gary, and I am blind. I'm totally blind. Thanks to the Lighthouse of Central Florida, I've learned how to do things on my own. I go on cruises. I fly. I fly wherever I want to go. I just go to the airport, and the airlines takes care of me, and I get from A to B with no problem. I had to drop that fear, which Lighthouse taught me how to drop that fear, and get out there and ask people on how to get from point A to point B. Don't be embarrassed about being blind or visually impaired. Get out there and ask others. They are more than willing to help you. Get out there and be independent with your life. Go do things as you want to do them today. Just like everybody else, I can get out there and I can cook dinners. I've learned how to cook on my own, at home, with no help. I clean my house. I can do all these things independently thanks to Lighthouse. So if you want to learn to be able to do things and be independent like me and get out on your own and live a life of a normal life, call Lighthouse. Lighthouse will help you. Trust me. The phone number to call, 407-898-2483. Call today.
Quack, 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 quack.
Who's there?
Aflac.
That sounds funny.
If you think that sounds funny, this is no joke. Who's going to cover your bills if you get sick or hurt? You need to call my main man, Juan. He may help you with peace of mind and financial security, which is no laughing matter. For more information about Aflac products, call Juan today. He will care about you. That's Juan Lopez at 407-476-7282. 407-476-7282. But wait, there's also a website, theonewhocares.com.
Quack, 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 quack.
Transition. Lighthouse assists teens 14 to 22 to become more independent and prepare for their future. Teens receive training in personnel, financial, and home management, prepare for careers and higher education, and enhance their skills in accessible technologies. Services are provided on weekends throughout the school year. During the summer, Lighthouse teens participate in a more intensive schedule, which includes work experience. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483 for more information.
We're back.
Oh, yeah, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. We're live from Orlando, Florida. By the way, if you want to call in, which I hope you do, you got anything to say about Plan B, call in 407-894-1680. Gary.
Yeah, man.
Sound like it's something.
I'm here.
Right.
Good.
And boy, do I have a story to tell.
Good, good, good.
Talk about what happened yesterday.
Yesterday, I had a great day, and it was really, weather-wise, we dropped from the mid-80s down to the low 70s
yesterday.
Where
was this?
This was in Altamont Springs.
Well, what was the event?
The event was the Sight and Soul Walk for Lighthouse, a fundraiser once annually that we have to raise money for that good school.
And they let you in?
They love me there. They love me there. The CEO just gave me a big old hug when I saw
Lee Nassihy.
Yeah, Lee Nassihy. And I want to say that we did very well. And I want to thank so very, 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 very much for Metro Diner, one of our advertisers with us, that they came in the last minute and supported making sandwiches, club sandwiches, big, thick club sandwiches. And they went like poof, gone. I mean,
wow. Was it good, Gary?
Very, very good. I had one that filled me right up.
Yay.
And I want to thank them for coming in and stepping in and to help the blind school. They're really great to us now. And I want to thank that lip-smacking good food. Sonny's Barbecue was also there, one of our other advertisers. I was so proud to have our advertisers there and backing us up yesterday. And I mean, that food was terrific. We had a good time. They had a live band down there, sort of like rock and roll, a little classic rock and roll there, a little past Michael's time. You know, he'd go for that stuff. But he had enjoyed it because it was good music.
Big crowd.
Big crowd, yes. And, and like I said, the weather was so good, and it got a little cool in the evening. I wished I'd brought my sweatshirt, but because it's down by a lake and the wind was blowing a little bit, but that's okay. They also had, believe it or not, it was $25 for the walk. And then if you wanted the VIP, it was a $40 fee. And that got you where you got to go in and eat Metro Diner food and Sonny's Barbecue and a few others out there that had
the money
stuff
was
there.
For donation. That's what it was.
Everything was donated, went to the Lighthouse. All the free food that Michael said, quite a bit of money was made for the sandwiches. You know, all that money went back to school. These places donated. And they also, and Michael was really shocked because he said, well, what did you have to drink there?
Did you have the beer?
They had Ling Ying, dark and light. I don't care for Ying Ying. But I did go for the lemonade with vodka.
Oh, I saw there's a new vodka company
and
in Orlando.
It was good. Michael was really surprised. He said, they had booze there? I said, yeah. But you had to pay $40 for that. That was all you know, wherever you want. Oh, and they had pizza.
And you got a shirt.
Pizza there, got a shirt. And we have our Blind and Beyond
That's
radio
right.
show with a microphone logo on the back of our shirt this year.
Right next to the Hilton Hotel.
So,
on the back of the shirt. Is that
so
nice?
I just want to thank everybody for helping. Anybody that's even on the air that they came down and helped and went on a walk or whatever. And we'll do it again next year. And what I heard from Lee Nassi, we actually broke over the goal that they were shooting for.
That's wonderful.
So we did very well.
And I'm in case you don't know, Lee Nassi was the CEO of Lighthouse.
Right. Known her forever.
Let's go back now and talk about Plan B.
Plan B.
For those people who don't know about B, mm-hmm. I learned B about a long, long time ago. Because there's many situations that you can find yourself in. I guess you say it this way. Most people, they go back to that word, I can't. I can't do it.
But, Michael, I gotta interrupt you with you a little bit.
What?
It's you had Lynn, did you not?
No, I'm talking. Wait a minute. Wait. Forget Lynn.
Okay, but still, you've got to have support behind you.
Wait. When I didn't have Lynn, I had Nancy. I always had someone to help. Let me go back. When you go to Plan B, you can always get someone to help you.
Right.
That's part of Plan
right.
B.
Yeah.
Because the difference being is very simple. Whether I have Lynn, and sometimes Lynn's sick, I always find someone to help me. It's called picking up the phone and asking someone. See, this is part of being aggressive. This is part of saying to somebody. See, I guess you could put it this way. Being blind is harder in some situations than being sighted. But that means you have to go to Plan B. That means you have to ask. That means you have to say to somebody, can you help me?
But, Michael, what I'm trying to say to you is sometimes if you're by yourself, you don't care about Plan B.
Why not?
You go to heck with it. I ain't doing nothing no more. And then sometimes somebody kicks you in the butt and says, hey, what can you do?
Isn't that what happened to you, Gary, in the beginning when you were living alone?
Wait. Go back to it right now. Wait a minute.
Go, yeah.
What you're saying is when you're alone,
right,
then you don't care about having nothing. You don't care about what you do and what you have. You just sit there and say, I'm blind.
Exactly.
I'm going to do nothing with my life.
Exactly.
Well,
guess what? That's the trouble we have getting people
guess
first
what?
All to
guess
go to
what?
School.
I'm going to say this right now, loud and clear. And if you are blind, whether you're sighted too, the same thing. You don't want to do nothing because you're sighted. Same thing can be. My answer to those people is, Well, you think of the word. What's the word that you want to do nothing with yourself? And you just want to sit there and mope. You could be sighted, the same thing. Because that famous word comes up. I can't do it. I don't want to do it. Well, my answer is this way. I learned a long time ago. It started my first plan B. I said to a group of people yesterday, my first group of people that I spoke to yesterday, I said this, my first plan B. When I was in the record business, when I was a kid, and my parents said the only way you could buy a car is if you went out selling. And I went selling upstate Pennsylvania, up to York and Harrisburg and Lancaster, and I had all my hit records, and I was going to take all these orders, and I thought I was going to do a fantastic job selling all these hit artists or all these songs we had. And I found, because the artists were black, let's put it this way, up in York and Lancaster and Harrisburg, they were looking for Bobby Darin. They were looking for all the white artists. They weren't looking for all these groups like the Shirelles and Chantels. And they weren't looking for them. So how am I going to make a living? So there goes my plan B. I got lucky. I happen to remember when I spoke to this one person in this flea market, said, you got any show tunes? I'm interested in show tunes. And I had these junk albums in the back of my trunk of the car. And I took out these albums and I said to this store, how about these? He said, how much are they? I said, I'll sell them for a buck. You can sell them for $1.99. He said, oh, I'll take this. I like these. And I start showing him this. So my plan B was I was selling these albums that nobody wanted because these were show tunes. Our distributorship was based on all these hit songs from Smokey Robinson and the Miracles and all these hit records of the Shirelles. That's how my family was making a living, from all these big hits, not these albums. Matter of fact, these albums were just sitting there that someone gave us, and ended up that I start going, all of a sudden, we start selling thousands of albums from upstate Pennsylvania because this was a plan B. I didn't want to go home to my parents saying I failed. I'm single at the time. I think I was 19 or 20 years old at the time. And I didn't want to go home to tell my parents that nobody wanted these hit songs. No, I just went home and I said, look at all these. I sold thousands. At the first week, I sold 3,000 albums. And that was amazing from these albums that were from $1.99 retail. And so when you say, why'd I do it? Because I didn't want to go home. I had to think about, what else could I sell? What else could I do? So you're saying, for that person who's blind, sitting there alone and say, well, I don't care about plan B. I just want to sit here blind and do nothing.
Well, Michael, you were forced to come up with a solution because you didn't want to go home to your parents empty-handed. And I wanted to talk to Gary. He told us this a few years ago. The question is if you really want to change, and you have the ability because you just
think of something else. Right. I don't try to invite
myself. But you force yourself. Not everybody can do it. I don't know that I could do it all the time. But Gary, I remember you said when we first met you that for 3 years you did nothing because you didn't want to change. My question to you is, Gary, what finally was the catalyst? What made you change to reinvent yourself and say, you know what, I'm going to get up and I'm going to go to Lighthouse? What forced you to do that?
I really started getting bored with myself sitting there doing nothing. Well, and that was a big thing. I says, man, I'm just bored to death, and what can I do? And, yes, I was pushed in a way to this and that, to go to Lighthouse. I didn't like the thought of going to a blind school, you know, because it's hard to accept, and a lot of them out there today, it's when you have low vision, it's hard to accept and say you're blind. You are actually legally blind at 2200 or less. And it's hard to say that.
But you didn't want to change,
but I didn't want to change.
No, you didn't want to change.
But I says, you know, I have to.
Right.
I got to move on with my life.
Right.
So I better get out there and start learning how to do things. And then the Lighthouse then gave me another plan B, and I went on to the C&I school.
All right, here's one for you, Gary.
In Morristown, New Jersey.
Think about this. And anybody wants to join in, please do 407-894-1680. If you have anything to say about Plan B, 407-894-1680. I want to think about this, Gary.
Yeah.
Most of our audience and I'm going to say most, they may not create themselves. They may not reinvent themselves. They may not be aggressive enough. I understand that. Why? I have no idea. Because if you take, let's say you take two people.
Yeah.
Both grew up in the same home. Right?
Right.
One could sit there and say, I can't do it. I'm blind. And the other person says, I want more out of life than just sitting here. I don't want to just sit here.
Hey, I got two examples it could be. And it's one lives in Fort Lauderdale. The brothers from Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
are we saying names?
Huh? Yeah.
Oh, David and Jason.
Yeah, right. you just imagine they're both blind. One's got the right ambition to do and the other one don't.
Yeah, Jason
oh,
still
that's
does.
Not that's true. Not
no, it ain't true, but I mean, that's the way it could be.
David is much more, when it comes to business, David is much more gung-ho. That's true.
Very good. Yeah.
But Jason has a nice job.
Yes. But Jason does his thing. But they're not the same.
No, they're not the same. But he's not sitting in a room saying,
no,
I'm blind.
No. Jason don't sit. No.
So one of the things, though, Gary, is that you aligned yourself with the right people, and that helped
you
get
moving. Yeah,
you
get to get with organizations and then start picking things out and what's going to be your strong point, what you need to go for first. And I got some that I'm proud of. I've been telling you about my barber and his roommate that fell out of his bed and went blind with the other eye. And I was so proud that he went right away to the Lighthouse. His name is Tom, and he just graduated. In fact, I'm asked to go. I am going to his graduation. I've never been to a graduation in a long time. But he has a plan B already.
Gary.
Yes.
We have somebody. I'm interrupting you.
Okay.
Wanted to get this person in before the break.
Okay.
Eugene from Clearwater would like to contribute to the conversation.
Hey, Eugene from Clearwater.
Hey, Mike, Lynn, Gary, how you doing?
Doing good, Eugene. Clearwater.
Yeah. Hey, when I lost my eyesight, I didn't have too much of a problem because, you know, I was old enough where I could retire and enjoy my retirement. But I sit there and said, you know, after a year or so, I said, well, I'm going to sit here and feel sorry for myself, or I'm going to get up and do something. So that's when I went to the Lighthouse and I joined the Council of the Blind. I joined the Lions Club. And I just said, you know, get out and do something. Just don't sit around the house. You can just sit there and do nothing and cry and feel sorry for yourself, or you can get up and do something.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so wait. So why'd you do it?
Yeah, but how did you do it?
Why did you do it? What made you do it in the first place? Any reason?
Well, what made me do it? I just got tired of sitting around the house doing nothing.
That's the key. That's the same as he said.
Right.
Yeah. And I was used to working anywhere from 10 to 12-hour day shifts. So, you know, got a little boring, and you know when you can't see, you don't like watching TV.
No, I actually went out into the gardens and started pulling weeds.
There we disagree because I love the television.
I can listen to it.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I listen to it too.
But I love my books. I love my
talking
books.
Me too.
I'm not big in books. I love television.
You and me, Eugene. We like books.
Yeah, matter of fact, I can listen to one or two a day sometimes.
Hey, Eugene, last week I got so into it, one book, I read through 9 hours. I couldn't stop it.
Yeah, I had one I did for 18 one day.
Wow.
You can get into them.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Eugene.
But learning computer, you know, I knew computer before I went blind, but it's whole totally different when you try to learn JAWS and all that.
Yeah, the screen reader.
Yep. Well, thanks, Eugene.
We're going to break.
Thanks for calling in, Eugene. Thank
all right,
you.
Y'all take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
That's Eugene from Clearwater, Florida. We're going to break. See you on the other side of the break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Voting is every American's most basic and sacred right. You should be concerned about the future of accessible voting and your participation in the voting process. Join the march because you have the right to vote independently and privately. VOTEC is looking to develop the next accessible voting system designed for all, regardless of disability. VOTEC values your opinion. Visit our website at www.votecdesignforall.com. Answer a brief survey about accessible voting, join the march, voice your opinion, and help make history designing the next accessible voting system. Join the march today at votecdesignforall.com. That's VOTECDESIGNED4all.com.
Lynx is Central Florida's largest public transportation provider and is celebrating its 25th anniversary. Lynx provides more than 85,000 passenger trips each weekday with Wi-Fi on all buses. The new mobility management model now provides travel options and customer service for the Access Lynx program. To better serve you, Lynx just might pick you up in a taxi or a private vehicle. And now, with the Lynx bus tracker, you will know just where your bus is en route. Pay your bus fare from your phone with the new Lynx PawPass mobility payment app. Public transportation is at its best just for you. Check out golynx.com for the latest news and updates from Lynx. That's GOLYNX.com.
Quack, quack. I'm the Aflac duck. I help others be financially protected. With Aflac, after an injury, big or small, or an illness such as a cold to a major cancer diagnostic, real cash, real fast can be provided. So if covered, after a slip or fall, you can make a quack, quack call to my peeps, Juan and Genevieve, at 407-476-7282. They will be there to help you, or visit their website at theonewhocares.com.
Quack, quack.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibrotactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineer department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's Polara.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We are back. Yes, we are. We're live. I think we're live anyway.
No, I'm dead.
Please.
Phone number is 407-894-1680.
And my before name, you go
my
further.
My name, let me finish. Okay. Let me tell people who I am.
I don't know who you are. Who are you?
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and I am the host. The person in the background who's trying to interrupt me, that's my co-host, Gary Sinclair.
We're both going to interrupt you.
The other person I was interrupting is my wife.
Interrupt us.
And we're trying to get it right.
Oh, now he's in the background. Chris Shaw.
You know, it's called Chris
Listen
Sinclair.
To me, folks, before we go any further, I have to tell you something. Very important. What? Very important. They're ganging up on me right now, folks.
Get to the point.
Get to the point.
We going to trivia now?
Yes.
Wait a second. I got to finish up.
Gary's introducing this.
I'm going to introduce, but I got to finish my story.
What story?
The man I'm so proud of, the one that's just graduated, he when he went blind, he found out he's going blind. Within 2 weeks, I guided him. I got him to Lighthouse, and he went to Lighthouse. He didn't need to let 2 weeks go behind. He was all ready to go. He is so up on it. He graduated. I'm going to his graduation this month. And he is on plan B.
Gary.
He's already bored, and he signed up for, they have a horticultural class they just started.
Wow.
And
is he a young man?
And do it. Huh?
Is he a young man?
No, he's in his 60s.
Oh, okay, because I
but
saw somebody
they
I
just
didn't
Lighthouse has just offered a horticultural class. So if you want to go to a horticultural class, get a hold of Lighthouse.
Wow. Where are they going to do that?
I don't know, but they have a blind horticultural. I can't. I used to do it. Horticulture.
They must have a garden somewhere we don't know about.
He is blind, and he's teaching the class.
Wow.
So I thought that
All
was
All right, Gary, you're on.
Okay, we have a trivia question coming on up here, and I want to know the name of the band And who is their main singer?
Who's the lead singer?
Who's
yeah.
the lead
Who's
singer?
Who's the lead singer in this band? I need the name of the band and the lead singer.
407-894-1680.
Nobody can tell you there's only one song we're singing. They may try and sell ya, 'cause it hangs them up to see someone like you. But you gotta make your own kind of music.
Lambie.
Sing your own special song. Make your own kind of music.
Memories.
Okay, so who's singing the song and who's the lead singer?
I got caught up looking at the video.
Phone number is 407-894-1680. Anybody know? 407-894-1680.
You know something we didn't mention here, Michael?
What?
You didn't tell them anything about our website.
You're right. Thank you. For those folks who would like to, if they missed a show, miss any show in the past, you want to know anything about us, look us up, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Blind, and when you do it, don't forget the A-N-D, and blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Look us up on the web. If you miss any show, they're all there. Last couple of years, they're all there.
And every week there is a news and update page, and it tells what's going to happen on that week's show. Also on Facebook, Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's the name of the
Facebook
page.
And if you want to write to us, just put Michael right. at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And right. don't forget the and, A-N-D.
And I got something else. If you're traveling or your internet goes down or whatever reason, and you still want to continue to listen to this good show, it's 518-712-0057.
Do that
it's
again.
Free. It's 518-712-0057. And I've had my internet go down, and guess what? I just dialed that number up, and I continued to listen to the show.
Yep. 518-712-0057.
When this video came out, it had to be like in the, what, late 60s, early 70s?
The song was released in 69.
69?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, because color came into television right around 63. Maybe 63, 64.
And what are you watching? The video I sent you was the black
yeah.
and white?
No. The video is in color, but I know the song, and it's way back before, you know, me and Gary was put together.
Yeah,
hey,
there's
Chris
other
Shaw.
Songs that people probably would guess right away, but I chose this because we're yeah. talking about Plan B, and I yeah. thought make your own kind
I'm
of music.
I'm not as
right.
familiar with this song
yeah.
as I know
you're
some
not.
Of them.
Chris Shaw, do you have a Plan B?
Yeah, give me one
Wait,
second.
Well,
the
phone
ringing.
Okay. That's his Plan B.
That's Plan B. He got to take care of it. Hey,
call.
I got a Plan B I didn't tell you about.
What?
It was really funny. I went to go to the military. I wanted to sign up for the Air Force, and he wasn't there. Plan B is to go see what the Navy had. And guess what? I wound up in the Navy.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
That's fun. Now, that's funny.
Yeah.
That was Plan B.
Do that
B.
again.
I went to sign up for the Air Force.
Yes.
The recruiter was out to lunch. Plan B was go see what the Navy had.
Yeah.
And I never did get back to the Air Force. I was in the Navy.
That's funny.
Well, that's like our friend Gail, Michael. She made the wrong turn in Miami and ended up at Carnival. And she ended up working for them the last three decades because she couldn't find the other place, the other cruise line.
What the heck?
Yeah. Oh, Sheila from Orlando is on the phone.
Hello, Sheila.
Hi, Sheila. Oh, wait, she's not on yet. I just see her name on the monitor.
Ah, so you got
I'm
advantage.
Jumping the gun.
You got advantage over Michael and me.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm back. She told me I need to stop talking and answer the phone. So here's me answering the phone.
That's funny.
Hey, Sheila, how you doing?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Sheila. Sheila from College Park, Florida.
How's your tootsies after all that walking?
You know what? It was an absolutely beautiful, beautiful walk, beautiful day.
It was. Not
so,
a, not
yeah,
a, not
and
time.
Our team raised $1,615.
Wow.
So I am extremely proud.
And did you have a sandwich from Metro Diner?
Actually, I only got a bite because when I went to get one, they were all gone.
Oh, that's what Sherry said. Yeah.
They were fabulous, and thank you, Metro Diner and Sonny's. I did get a barbecue. It was excellent.
Good.
And I heard the vodka and lemonade was good.
Yes, it was. You drink the beer, I drink the vodka and lemonade.
So, Sheila,
anyway,
right now.
So, I told Chris, I said, okay, I've got comments on the walk. I've got comments on the garden club. I've got comments on Plan B and the trivia. So what do I do first? The trivia is the mom.
Go ahead with the trivia.
Well, I would say the trivia first because somebody else is waiting to see if you get it or not. Okay. And if you get it, then they'll probably.
Who's on the line?
You can give it to them. I know
Sheila knows
you already said it, though.
It's Maddie. Maddie's on the line.
Well, then let her get it. But anyway.
Anyway.
Plan B.
Yes.
When I came to Orlando, I had nothing. I didn't know where I was going to live. I lived with my sister. I had no way of knowing what I was going to do, and what I ended up doing was going to a divorce recovery course, met some people, and volunteered. And that volunteering led me to my job, which I'm getting ready to complete 13 years with, working with blind and visually impaired children. I never thought I would be there, but I'm in the best place ever. So. That's all I wanted to say. And the Garden Club starts Friday, 1 to 4 at Lighthouse. And I believe Chris Sacca is doing it, and he is amazing.
Right.
Well, thanks for calling in, Sheila. That's Sheila from Knowledge Park.
Okay, bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
now we got Maddie.
That was nice of Sheila.
Hi, Maddie.
Maddie from Orlando, Florida.
Maddie just got out of chemo again.
I was just going to ask how she's feeling.
We hope you're feeling better, Maddie.
Yeah, I feel a lot better.
That's good.
So
we missed you yesterday.
Enough to eat.
That's good.
There you go. So why are you calling us, Maddie, today?
Huh?
Why are you calling in today?
Besides I'm calling in to tell everybody hi.
That's good. Yeah. And we missed you yesterday.
Were you calling about trivia?
No.
Oh, we were going to let you win something from us today. Sheila even gave up the rights for you to win this one.
That's okay. Somebody else could do it.
Well, thanks for calling
in. We're glad you're feeling better, Maddie.
Wait a second. So, Maddie, I remember you used to work at a pizza place,
yes,
right?
Yes, Maddie did.
Pizza Hut.
Yep.
Pizza Hut, right. So what gave you the courage to move ahead?
The what now?
The courage. To move ahead.
To move ahead.
To move ahead?
Yes.
I retired.
You retired?
You retired.
I got tired of all those kids for 17 and a half years.
Why'd you go in there in the first place?
Yeah, so she...
You wanted a pizza?
She left Pizza Hut.
I know, but why'd you go in the first place? You wanted a pizza?
No, I went there to work.
Oh, what? I thought you said you had enough of them and then you retired.
No, she did.
I asked
her
why
she went there in the first place. In the very beginning, why did she go to Pizza Hut to work?
Why there?
That's what I wanted to
know. Why did I go there?
Yes.
Oh, I went there because my counselor, which was Lee Vanderpool, everybody knows
her. Oh, Lee Vanderpool.
She got me a job there. And at first, they didn't want to hire me. You know, the manager didn't trust me. You know.
Uh-huh.
But then... After a while, when I started working, I was the best one at the store.
Very good.
There you go.
Yep.
You are a success story, Maddie.
Yeah. That's what everybody say.
Yeah. It's good to hear your voice. Yeah. You sound really
chipper. You sound really good. You sound chipper everything.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks
You're
for
welcome,
calling in, Maddie.
Thanks, Maddie.
Maddie for Orlando.
All right. Talk to you guys later.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
We got anybody else calling in from out of town? Let's hear somebody from out of... Not from Florida. Let's hear somebody from out of the state of Florida. Anybody knowing the trivia? 407-894-1680. Out of the state of Florida. So I want to hear
and I can't
Chris
tell
Shaw's,
her real name because...
I want to hear Chris Shaw's Plan B.
Well, we can start it, and then we'll go to more later.
You really want to hear my Plan B?
Yes.
Okay. My Plan B was a little bit different than everyone else. And as we talk about this gun control issue... gun control has been a target issue in my community, me growing up in my area, for years.
Tell everybody where that was.
I was born and raised on the south side of Chicago. And growing up in my neighborhood, 8 o'clock in the morning, because of gang violence, there would be shootouts in the morning sometimes, and there would definitely be shootouts in the afternoon times getting out of school.
Oh, God.
I had to rescue a friend of mine, and I was telling someone this story earlier.
Like, she got shot in the ankle. So everybody else ran, but she couldn't run because she got hurt. So I had to go scoop her up and carry her back into a safety area where she could be treated and worked out on. You know, that was the kind of stuff that I had to deal with. But I got tired of it, and I knew I didn't want to be a part of that all of my life. So my plan B was to go play football. Me playing football was my plan B.
I thought that was it.
Yeah. And I really did. When I opened up the – when the opportunity said, hey, you know you can go to college for this, what's – I didn't know what college was because I thought after high school that was it. You had to stay in Chicago and just work. But I didn't know that you could go somewhere else and get a scholarship and continue a football career. And I wound up coming down here to Florida. Now, football didn't work out for me. So my plan C, it went from plan B to plan C, is joining the field that I'm in now, which is video and television and radio production.
How did you – what piqued your interest in it, though, in that field?
It started when I was in middle school. I was going to church, and I was always in the hallway. And I'm your average teenager in church. It was a big church that I attended. But I'm in church not for because I'm going to praise God. I'm in church because I saw a couple of beautiful young ladies there. That's what it was. I saw some young ladies. And this minister walked by and said, hey, son, I see you in a hallway all the time. You heard what the word was today? And I had to know because I had to get back in the car and explain it to my family what the word was.
Right.
So I wrote it down, took some notes here and there, but I'm still in the hallway because I'm in the sanctuary. We can see everything that come up on the screen.
Uh-huh.
So I don't have to hear it.
Oh my
I can
gosh.
Just look at it.
Well, how'd you get into the gospel singing?
Well, it happened along the way. The more I got it, when he introduced me into the audio board and saying, hey, I got to go down here and speak. I just need you to bring down the music. And I want you to turn up the volume for me to talk.
Uh-huh.
And that's how that got started. So as I did that from there on out, that was me picking up audio doing what I love to do.
Hey, Chris, I mentioned this once before to you privately, and it's really fun because you teach on how to do broadcasting and all that, right?
Right.
Radio and all that.
We're going to break, Gary.
Okay, we're going to break. I'll talk to you on the other side.
Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. See you on the other side of the show.
You requested links? Well, listen up. The Links new mobility management model provides exciting new travel options and improved customer service for the Access Links program. A taxi or private vehicle will pick you up when circumstances are deemed necessary. With the Links bus tracker and the Links Paul Pass, you will always know where your bus is and you can pay your fare right from your phone. 50 more Access Links vehicles will be added to the fleet in early 2018. For more exciting news and updates, visit golinks.com. That's GOLYNX.com.
Quack, 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 quack.
Who's there?
Aflac.
That sounds funny.
If you think that sounds funny, this is no joke. Who's going to cover your bills if you get sick or hurt? You need to call my main man, Juan. He may help you with peace of mind and financial security, which is no laughing matter. For more information about Aflac products, call Juan today. He will care about you. That's Juan Lopez at 407-476-7282. 407-476-7282. But wait, there's also a website, theonewhocares.com.
Quack, 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 quack.
This is Michael. I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants, Metro Diner. That's right, Metro Diner. Comfort food at its best.
That's right.
Comfort food with flair. Example, chicken and waffles, Charleston shrimp with grits. My son-in-law loves the meatloaf. I love the grilled chicken breast in a big salad bowl with a lot of dressing. And my wife, Lynn, loves the chicken pot pie. When you eat at Metro Diner and when you leave, you'll be saying to yourself, I can't wait to go back. Don't forget to tell your friends and look us up on the web at metrodiner.com.
If you're not feeling up to par mentally, physically, or even spiritually, then you need to call Total Health Guidance now. Perhaps you are in pain, need help with stress management, marriage, or family counseling, nutritional guidance, you prefer not to take prescribed medicines and are looking for an alternative method of healing. All these services are available at Total Health Guidance, taking a holistic and naturopathic approach to your total well-being. Massage therapy, acupuncture, nutritional service, and a full-service counseling center are just a phone call away at 321-332-6984. No matter where you live, you can contact 321-332-6984. For more information about your new integrated healthcare program offering you a mind-body-spirit approach to your health, visit TotalHealthGuidance.com.
Mitchie heard this ad on the Blind and Beyond radio show and receive a discount.
We're back. Yes, we are. We are back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. We say we're the bridge between the sighted and the visually impaired and the blind community. So if you're sighted, you're more than welcome to listen to the show. You can call in for trivia if you want to. And yeah. By the way, nobody really called up with the answer yet. So I guess we're going to give out the answer.
Gary, you want to give the answer?
Okay. Does anybody ever remember Mama Cass? And the Mamas and the Papas.
That's right. Correcto.
Oh, that's an old, old man. But thought somebody would get it.
And I just learned her name was really Ellen Naomi Cohen.
But I do apologize a little bit. Lynn went and picked out a song I don't even remember. I was remembering a couple of the other ones.
You were thinking I was going to pick California Dreamin' California, or Monday,
yeah.
Monday.
And then yeah. Somebody would have got it, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, I wanted it to tie into
the phone number to call in case you want to is 407-894-1680. So, Chris.
I'm all yours.
You were on the south side of Chicago.
Oh, wait a minute. I got to finish up a thing with Chris, if you wouldn't mind.
Okay.
Chris, remember I said I had something on the side with you a while back about this radio stuff and you teaching the classes on how to do all of this stuff?
Uh-huh.
And believe it or not, now for almost 4.5 years now, people go to your schools to learn. They pay good money to teach and learn all of this stuff. Lynn, Michael, me, Sheila, Charles, we learn the hard way by doing it ourselves and doing a show. You know, people pay a lot of money to do it. We're having fun doing it at no cost.
Well, that's one of the things I wanted to bring up later is that when you're reinventing yourself, you need a good mentor.
Yep.
And Michael and I sure had a good mentor. And we met all people, and like you said, Gary, in the radio business, like Chris, some of our other board ops that we had over the years that we learned so much from. Yeah. Yeah.
And believe it or not, we had
a
board.
Need a mentor.
Yeah, we even had a board up that went to the nut house.
All right. Don't talk about
it. Go back there. Yeah. Yeah. Don't go there.
That's off the air.
No. Michael argued a lot. But no, I'm so glad because this is 4.5 years that, you know, I've learned so much about radio and I love it. And we all do.
But actually, it's 6 years, Gary, because we started in 12.
Yeah.
It's just that
we were off
a hiatus.
Year and a half.
Well, we had a hiatus.
2.5 years. Now we're almost to 2. So
but let me just say this way, folks.
Yes, Michael, we'll allow you.
Right? Yep. Thank you.
Go ahead. It's your show, Michael.
For Blind and Beyond folks listening to the show, when we talk about Plan B, like I said, Eugene said it, Gary said it.
Sheila said it.
The question is, rather than just sit there and say, I can't, the question is, why not say that you can? But then you have to have three words. Aggressiveness. First, you have to be focused. You have to focus. You have to be aggressive and persistent. What do you
want? We have a caller for 2 minutes before we go to the top of the hour. Robert calling in for Valley Forge, PA. Hey, Robert.
Robert from Valley Forge, PA.
You got some snow up there?
Well, it melted the day after we got it, but the wind. And the sleet and all was horrible.
Yep.
So how about you? Did you reinvent yourself?
I think I've been reinventing myself ever since I went blind.
Well, that's good. That's what you
said. I mean, there was a time where I had to get some painting done in my house, and I thought, I can do this. and I put a tack in the ceiling, hung a string on it with a weight.
Yep.
And then I did that about a foot and a half over, and I painted everything in between the two strings, and then I moved the first string
wow.
over.
That's,
it wasn't perfect.
That's called
but
grid.
I got most of it done.
That's called grid painting by the grid.
That's very interesting how he did that. Yeah.
What happened to your voice?
My question for Lynn was, weeks back, I called in to talk to Sheila about the Blind Mice Mega Mall and the crocheting book.
We're losing you.
Oh, wait a minute.
They're losing
Robert, I will give you Sheila's email address. I don't think Sheila will mind, and you can contact her about that.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to break.
I'll get that from Chris.
We're going to break. Break?
Okay.
Yep.
Thanks for calling in, Robert. Thank you.
Take care.
See you on the other side of the break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.